producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. All right. Today is kind of an experiment. All right. Well, first of all, I tell you, this sort of has to do with it. I mean, today we're going to do movies. I was going to tell you a little bit about a book I just read just because it was fascinating for a whole lot of reasons. And on because of no less than Trevor, today is Talent Day. All right, because when we were having a discussion about alternatives that people would pursue in life, Trevor shared with us in a moment that he probably will regret to his dying day, that he's a musician. So we decided that we would make all of you, we would give you all an opportunity to become artists, to be publicly recognized, at least for a moment or two, artists. But you, so you can do literature, you can do a poem, you can do a short recitation, you can do a stand-up routine, but it has to be no tap. Well, tap dancing, I suppose you could do tap dancing. No ballet, no soft shoe, no mime, no painting. You can send your paintings, take a picture of your paintings, we'll put it on the website, but you can't do it on the air, right? And you can't have your kid call up and imitate it. You could do, people used to do bird calls. I suppose you could do a bird call. Or a song, all right? And that's because Trev is a musician. He's sitting there. He didn't bring in his guitar. But he's got a clip for us that he made, so we're going to do that. So it's your opportunity to do psychological talent. I suppose you could call up and interpret a dream. No, you can't do that. But I'll do that for you. So the phone number is the same, 855-993-7569. And I have no sense that this is going to work one way or the other. I mean, but I decided we know we're going to put Trevor on. We know we're going to do, I'm going to do movie reviews. A lot of movies come out this week. And I suppose because I was thinking artistically, I just finished a book, which I guess was a New York Times bestseller. I tend to read books after I am so far behind on books. Someone usually has bought it. You know, I have a whole lot of friends who buy things as soon as they come out, and then they read them and give them to me, which is just fine, because I'm, as I said, you know, I watch so many movies and am so taken up with theater and stuff that I'm usually a bit behind my reading. So this was a New York Times bestseller by a woman whose name is Cullen. It's called Mrs. Poe. And Edgar Allan Poe is one of those authors, poets, I suppose, who kind of captures the American imagination. I mean, The Raven is one of the most read poems ever. And at the time, he was a rock star because of it. And it turned out there was a musical that was done about Edgar Allan Poe last year, which I thought was absolutely fascinating, very bizarre, which I think was called Poe, strangely enough. No, I think it was. At any rate, so this is called Mrs. Poe. And it turns out a couple of things that are true, that most of the things that we know about Edgar Allan Poe were written in his obituary by his avowed enemy. So the idea that he was crazy or was a drug addict, there seems to be some evidence that he drank. I to what extent, who knows. But a lot of the conceptions that we have about Edgar Allan Poe were not true at all, but were written by Rufus Griswold, who was not only his rival in a triangle, in a love affair, but also his competitor in terms of publishing, and he was also a poet, and they hated each other. And he was the one, for some reason, his papers were turned over to Griswold, and Griswold was the one who wrote his obituary in I think it was the New York Times, maybe the Times, the Tribune, something. So, which I think is fascinating, because it is true that history is written by the victors, and all you have to do to be a victor is basically outlive everybody else. It turns out he died, I think, when he was like not very old, 40, I think like 40 or 48, something like that, not very old. It's a tragic story, and he apparently had a very tragic upbringing as well, which most people had known about, but so. All right, so that's vaguely literary. All right, Trevor, do you want to kick us off with your talent here?
Oh boy.
Are you feeling a little stage fright?
Well, a little bit of that, and a little bit I got to get it keyed up.
Oh, it's not keyed up? So this is less stage fright and a little more engineer fright.
Exactly.
All right, you want me to? I'll tell you what. We'll come back with it. All right, I'll tell people what's going on in this day in history, and you can have it queued up for when we come back from the break. Is that fair?
Sounds perfect.
All right, that's called being a gracious MC. In this particular case. No, it's all right. You know, if you're not ready to go on, we'll just put something else on ahead of you. All right, it's International Music Day. Da-da-dum. Did you know that? We just did this kind of arbitrarily, and it turns out to be International Music Day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's kind of cool? Does it give you a little bit of goosebumpies?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Well, were you here? Was it, you were here on when it was Michaelmas Day, and the first call was Michael?
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, so it's apparently your juju that's doing this.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Maybe that's your talent. Is we pick arbitrary things or get arbitrary calls and it just sort of fits. You're the king of segues. Except you do them sort of, you know, the idea is behind every successful man is a woman. And I would say behind every talk show host is a good producer. So there you go. All right, but these are kind of, these are Twilight Zone, because neither of us planned this. And I picked the October 1st as being a creative day, because it was going to be the next time the Trevor was with me. But it turns out to be International Music Day. Okay. It's also International Day of Older Persons. Don't even get near that, Trev. Don't even touch that. No. Model T Day and World Vegetarian Day. Who knew? Which seems completely appropriate, for this is the day that they announced it, that Chick-fil-A is opening its largest store ever. I think they have like 1,900 stores in 41 states or something, and they're bringing one to New York. And it turns out the first 100 people in line get free food for a year. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's a way to get... Apparently they do that every place, but in here it'll probably cause a riot. So doing that. And they have another one planned... in the next couple of months. This one's on, like, I think this was on 37th Street. And the next one's going to be on, I don't know, 40th. So they're not really quite in the Times Square area, but they kind of are approaching it. It should do very well. It's a very controversial. First of all, most everybody likes their food, except I think they're all fried, aren't they? I think all the Chick-fil-A sandwiches are fried
probably
chicken
most
sandwiches.
Of it is, yeah.
Yeah. But the reason I know about them is obviously there weren't any in New York until now. And I have them actually confused with another chicken sandwich place, which I'm sure is not happy about this. But they were the ones that wouldn't hire gay people or wouldn't serve gay people or some combination of the two. So they got a huge amount of publicity. We'll see what happens. But the first 100 people in line get free food for a year. Which seems terribly appropriate on National Vegetarian Day. Not so much. Okay, in 959, yeah, 959, not 1959, 959, Edgar the Peaceful became king of all England. Probably lasted for 5 minutes. In 1553, Mary the First was crowned, I guess is what we would call it. Mary the First of England. In 1811, the first steamboat to sail the Mississippi River arrives in New Orleans. No, I was not born yet. In 1843, the News of the World tabloid began publication in London. The News of the World I knew as in movie theaters, that they would have the globe would turn and they would have the News of the World as shorts in movie theaters. It wasn't 1843. Give me a break. In 1880, John Philip Sousa became leader of the United States Marine Band. In 1880, the first electric lamp factory is opened by Thomas Alva. In 1890, Yosemite National Park was established by Congress. In 1891, in California, Stanford opens its doors for the first time. In 1908, Ford puts the Model T car on the market at a price of $825. So that's why it's National Model T Day. The GW Bridge linking New Jersey and New York opens in 1931. And in 1931, the same year, Spain adopted women's suffrage. There's a new movie coming out called Suffragette. All-Star Hot Cast. And guess what? When we come back, the Trevorness and his talent. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink, and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Think we're always asking, we'll never get to know. Will we ever make it to where we want to go? We hedge our bets and hide our hands, afraid to climb higher. For me, I have to let go and believe in wood and wire.
Trevor, that's really good. Now, if people want, that really is good. You have a really full voice.
Thanks.
It's really nice.
It helps to know some engineering tricks, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, just, you know, a little bit.
Could you make me sound good?
I do, every day. Look at all the...
Well, yeah, but that's just talking.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. Could you make me sound good singing?
Well,
No, huh? Okay, Trev, you're fired. Actually, I told you, I've made my singing debut at the Friars a couple of years ago. And what happens is, you know, basically, as you know more than I do, it's about breath control as much as anything else. Because if your breath and you're sort of speaking and singing from your diaphragm, you're going to have a much fuller sound. And it's from your chest, which is going to resonate a lot more than if it's from your head, which is, you know, a much smaller space, like the difference between throat and nose. And you know all this. And basically, when I'm talking, I'm okay, because I've been doing it for such a long time. I have relatively good breath control. Whenever you know, we do these things where you hold your breath or chant, I always do really well because it's nothing I really was taught. It's just something you learn because you can't always be taking breaths. And singing, I'm just inexperienced at it, so I don't have my voice as much thinner when I sing than when I talk. And plus I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm occasionally nervous when I'm speaking, but not with you guys, but when I'm doing a speech or something. But, you know, the old habits sort of kick in. If you have enough breath behind you, you can keep, you know, you can keep a pitch, you're going to be okay. For the Friars, I did three songs, and I did, my range is about the same as Perry Como's. Catch a Falling Star and Put It in Your Pocket. See, that I can manage. I sang as a kid. I was in choirs, and I sang in prisons and in old people's home and stuff like that. We would go, you know, and do that stuff. But this was in front of an audience of essentially entertainers, which is much scarier. So, as I said, three songs. I did the lyrics for one, and a very short skirt, and lots of personality in the songs, and I got a standing ovation, I think, as much for courage as anything else. But so you wrote that as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think you really could do something with it. Do you do weekends or anything like that? Do you hire out for bar mitzvahs or something?
Not yet. I'm still working on my stage show.
Yeah. Oh, you. But I mean, do you do like local venues or anything?
Nothing yet. It's, I guess I've, at this point I'm still kind of focusing on the writing aspect of things. So,
well, if you need a backup, I'm really good on the tambourine.
All right.
You know, I'll be a backup singer.
Good.
Actually, tambourines are really, because you got all excited about them, and they're wooden, and I'd have bruises. All right. So I thought I would do, because Trevor said I had to do something, and he voted against me singing, especially after he's really good at it. So I went and I grabbed something very quickly, which seems absolutely to fit with Trevor's thing. And for those of you who have no talent whatsoever, you could still call about anything. I mean, this was one of those things that I thought it would be fun to do for Trevor, because to give him kind of an international platform, because he's good. And for the rest of you, you know, if you want to do it, I mean, you can do it, but it's not a requirement. All right, here's something. Many a wise man lacks for sense, and many a fool has a heart of gold. Happiness often ends in tears, but what's inside can never be told. Except to me. You can tell me anything, right? So, I know that's kind of cheating to tell.
Very good.
But look, I mean, I'm on the air every day, and I write, and my paintings are bathroom art. That's where they belong. I mean, so... I think everybody's allowed to indulge whatever their inner whatever is, all right? So, but Trevor, I think you are really quite talented. And,
Thank you.
Rest of us, yeah, there you go. All righty, 855-993-7562. All right, let's see what else we have for today in history. I still love Edgar the Peaceful. Let's see what we can find out about Edgar the Peaceful. Isn't that a great term?
Mm-hmm.
There, I would probably be referred to as Joy the Noisy. he was born in 943, and he died in July 975. They're not sure what month. They know exactly when he died. And so that would make him 32 years old when he died. And guess what? One of the reasons that Edgar the Peaceful, or the Peaceable, was king of England was, guess how old he was when he became king? He was 16.
Wow.
959, right? He was born in 943. He was the younger son of Edmund the First and his queen, Elgifu of Shaftesbury. So he was a baby. His uncle ruled until 955, Edred, and was succeeded by his nephew Edwig, son of Edmund and Edgar's older brother. He was not a popular king. His reign was marked by conflict with nobles and the church. Well, he was a rebellious teenager. In 957, the Thanes of Mercia and Northumbria changed their allegiance to Edgar. A conclave of nobles declared Edgar as king of the territory north of the Thames. He became king of England upon Edwig's death in 959. He recalled Dunstan. Why do we care about any of this? Unless you really love ancient English history, you're not going to be particularly interested in this. But, I mean, that's pretty interesting that he was known as Edgar the Peaceful, mostly because the Thanes kept saying children should be seen and not heard. I just made that up. That's not probably, it could be true, but it's probably not. All right, the Pennsylvania Turnpike in 1940 was considered the first superhighway in the United States and opened to traffic on this day. And it only took about 15 minutes for there to be an accident. No, I made that up, too. In 1957, In God We Trust was the first time it was on U.S. paper currency. Did you know that? Not until 1957.
I did know that, actually. Yeah.
You did?
Yep.
Or did not?
I did.
How did you know that?
I heard it somewhere.
I read it today in Joy. I gave it to you. Yeah, I think if you'd asked most people, they would have said it was there from the beginning, and it wasn't. Separation of church and state.
Exactly.
Yeah. In 1958, NASA was created to replace NECA. NASA's easier to say. In 1962, The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson started for the first time. The Concord broke the sound barrier for the first time, this date in 1969. Walt Disney World opened near Orlando. Epcot opened 11 years later on the same day. And Sony launched the Compass Disc Player in 82. There you go. Same-sex marriage, 1989, in Denmark, called Registered Partnership. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Joy. What's on your mind?
Well, I just have a question. I had turned on the radio, and I caught the end of your conversation about getting a high school diploma compared to a GED.
Right.
I have a 19-year-old son who has a GED.
Right.
And I just wondered, when he went to apply for a job, and the part that says, did you graduate, can he check yes? You know, not did you graduate high school. There's usually a part that says, did you graduate?
Huh. Because the ones I... You know what? I would ask the personnel person at that time, and I'll tell you why. Because if he checks it, and then they say, you know, they go into detail, it'll make him look sneaky. If he doesn't check it, it may put him in a compromised position. So when he's filling it out, I would just say, I have a high school equivalency. Am I allowed to check this? And that way, and they'll probably say yes, but that way when he checks it, should it ever come up again, he can say, I asked somebody and they told me to check it.
Right.
And it also, my dear, makes him memorable. And any time on a job interview where you can be memorable is a good thing.
Right. So, I'd rather him be honest. Than
yeah. And again, because it makes him look sneaky.
Right.
So just
right.
All he has to do, is, whomever is administering, whoever gives him the application and the pen, and just ask him at that moment. And then he goes on record as being honest, being wanting to be very clear about things, being memorable because of all the people they gave applications to. He's one of the few that asked an intelligent question. And should it ever come up, he can just say, I didn't know what to do about it, so I actually asked the person, and they told me to do that.
Very good.
All righty.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
Good for him for getting it. Look, and let me make it clear. I think that certainly graduating high school, staying with your class, going to graduation, the whole 10 yards, is certainly the best thing to do. But if you can't do that, a GED is certainly better than not doing it, because essentially it, in fact, is an equivalency, and it allows you to go on to the next step. What he also may want to do, Shelley, is do some, like, take some community college or something of that sort, because once you can do your highest level of education, and once he has an associate's degree or even a class at community college, it puts him in a different category.
Right.
So then the issue about how, you know, what's the high school deal doesn't make as much difference. And there are actually people who didn't graduate high school because they got placed out. They went directly on to college. So I would ask, but and I would, just for his future confidence and ability to finesse that whole college, you know, that whole high school thing, just take a college course someplace.
Right. All right.
All righty.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you called. Morella, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm very well. Morella, how are you today?
Very good. Thanks for taking my call, first
sure.
of all. I listen to you every day. I'm calling about my brother. A little bit of background. I'm 40 years old. My brother is 45. We've been living apart for the last 15 years. I've been here in the States. He lives with his family in Europe.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
Where in Europe does he live?
He lives in Albania.
Okay.
That's where I grew up also.
Okay.
So he's married, great wife, two kids. It's just that he loves drinking and has been doing that for the last... at least 10 years.
Yeah.
He only managed to stop drinking for a year. And I'm not sure what the name of the medication is, but he was taking some kind of medication that if you drink at the same time as taking it, it just kills
you. It's called Anabuse. It doesn't kill you, actually.
Okay.
It just makes you very sick. It makes you throw up.
Oh, okay.
It's Anabuse. So, it makes you feel like you'd like to die. It'll make you very sick.
I see. But then he went back to drinking again after that, and he didn't. So I just, you know, I tried to talk to him on the phone because the kids are not happy. They're growing up, and it's just, I hear you telling people that, you know, it's just that they have to decide that I want to stop drinking and take control of themselves.
Yeah.
But it's just me as a sister, it just upsets me so much to just sit and not be able to do anything.
Are you,
look at him.
Is there any possibility that you could go visit him?
I've been there. I've been visiting. I've been there a couple of times, actually. And
all right, when's the next planned visit?
I cannot. I'm thinking about it. I want to go there this year, but not right now. But maybe in 2 or 3 months.
Okay,
I might
fine.
Be able to.
What I would do is in 2 or 3 months, I would go over and visit. I would make sure I had a video camera, or a video camera, maybe on your phone.
Well,
and when he's drinking, which he will do, videotape him. All right. Lori, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I have a question concerning a mother-in-law that always gives me a hard time whenever I ask her to watch my daughter, who will be 9 soon, during the summer for only a couple days, like for instance, for this summer. I've only asked her to watch my daughter 7 days out of 11 weeks of summer vacation.
Well, but Lori, I mean, what if one of your neighbors called up and said, I want you to watch my kid for a week? I mean, you might be willing to do it, you might not, but it's a favor. And a favor, I mean, I know she's a grandma, but it maybe she's more the Auntie Mame kind of grandma than the Grandma Moses. But, I mean, I think you could certainly say to her, listen, if you'd like to spend some time with Geraldine, let me know. But, I mean, it's a free unpaid babysitter. I don't know why you'd be surprised.
Well, okay, but the thing is that my sister-in-law, her daughter, just adopted a son who is, 9 months now, and she will stay at her home for 5 days in a row.
But Lori, wait a minute. First of all, I don't think you want to get in that kind of competition because you can only lose. And even if you win, it's going to make you look petty. Honey, taking care of a 9-year-old is significantly different than taking care of a 9-month-old. I mean, one is a cute, gurgly baby, and the other is a kid who says, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to eat spinach. I mean, look, I think it's perfectly okay to, but first of all, don't make it a competition.
Let me also let you know this as well. I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because if I don't ask my mother-in-law if she'd like to take my daughter,
right,
then she gets upset.
Okay, but honey, you're not in a rock and a hard place. I absolutely understand. But what you can say is, would you like, I'll tell you what, let me give you first dibbies, and if you'd like to, that would be great. And if you don't want to, I'll make other arrangements. Because that way, you've got the best of all worlds, and she's got the best of all worlds.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? But right. Understand, look, at some point, my dear, because you've got a 9-year-old, you're going to be a mother and or a mother-in-law.
Right.
Or both. And so, and there may be, it may be that you're going to have plans. It may be that you're going to, you have your bridge club. It may be that you and that grandkid are going to get along famously or not so famously. One of the advantages about being a grandparent as opposed to a parent is that you can kind of pick and choose the ones that you like better.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that your mother-in-law doesn't like your daughter. I'm just saying taking care of a cute, gurgly 9-month-old.
Right.
As opposed to a rather fractious or opinionated or maybe charming 9-year-old is completely different. So what I would do is rather than be put out, give her first dibbies, give her the choice far enough in advance, and then make other arrangements. And the 9-year-old, probably you can probably cut a couple of deals with the 9-year-old's best friend that you take care of both the girls for a couple of days, and her mother's, her best friend's mother takes care of your kid for a couple of days. And not only does everybody win without any, you know, without any wear and tear, but as you know, it's a lot easier to have two kids together who will entertain each other than have to entertain one. But don't be put out by it, okay?
Okay.
Because, honey, you're going to start a war you can't win.
Well, and I guess I was just getting confused because on one hand she gets upset if I don't ask her, but then on the other hand I ask her and I feel like I'm, you know, she's giving me the guilt trip.
Okay, but don't do it that way. Just say, listen, here's the schedule. You know, we're planning the summer and I thought I'd give you a heads up. You know that you always get first choice and let me know within, you know, a day or so. If I don't, what you can make it even easier. You can say, listen, we're making the summer, you know, the summer schedule up, and I know that Charlotte loves being with you, and so, you know, I wanted to give you first dibbies, and if I why don't you just call me back. If I don't hear from you, I'll assume in the next 24 hours or so, I'll assume that those aren't convenient dates for you, and we can just sort of arrange things as we go along over the summer, and I'll just make other arrangements.
Okay.
That way you have maximum control. You're not waiting on her. You're not mad at her. You're being charming and giving her first dubbies.
Right, right.
All righty?
Okie dokie.
Does your tummy feel better?
Well, this last weekend, it didn't feel very good.
I know.
It's just annoying that she can do
anything
for her daughter.
Don't do that. We already explained that they're completely different events. And maybe by the time the adopted baby is 9 years old, she'll be much happier with your kid who'll be 18 or 19 and can go shopping with her.
Right.
So, but don't get in that kind of competition. You can only lose. And it just makes you...
Yeah.
When we do petty things, it gives us wrinkles. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And cellulite. The worst is the cellulite. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so here's the deal. Especially when it comes to grandparents, but in any kind of invitation, when you're asking a favor, you have to understand the difference between a favor and a contract. A contract is why you hire a babysitter, is you will come and take care of my kid, I will pay you this amount of money. A favor is, gee, would you like to take care of the grandkid? And saying, look, she's your first, my kid loves you better than anybody, tell me when's convenient for you, and we'll make arrangements for the other times. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, Trevor, did you find the mysterious disappearing ProPure pitcher?
Yes, it was in the fridge.
Well, that's a good place for it.
Duh.
Like, yeah. So did,
golly.
All right, so what has it got in it? It's still got kiwis in it?
Yeah, I think they just replaced the kiwis. At least I hope they replaced the kiwis.
Well, actually, my lemon limes stayed pretty good, and then they get that little kind of roughy flavor to them, you know, that little kind of tang, not tang, that kind of sharp edge to them. Mm-hmm. So they were good for about a week.
Oh, yeah.
Because the combination of the water, I guess, and the cold. The strawberries have lasted, of course, the strawberries were frozen. So the strawberries have lasted, I think I'm on day 5 or 6, and they're actually more delicious now than they were at the beginning.
Nice.
We were talking yesterday about putting, you know, we were thinking of interesting combinations. Like, I wonder how, like, a pepper would taste. You know, like a chili pepper. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, because the only thing I know, that people have pepper vodka. and that people put like pepper in their Bloody Marys and stuff like that. So tomatoes might work.
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers, I know, will work. I've done those. Mint works.
Mint would be good.
Yeah. Pineapple, I think, would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Blueberries don't work terribly well, folks. I have to tell you that. I think you probably have to mash them up. The surface area or something, I don't know, maybe it's the skin. Strawberries work well. Raspberries work well. I haven't tried apple. I thought I'd try apple this weekend because I have a bunch of apples around. Yeah. All right. So, folks, we're talking about ProPure, which is a sponsor of the program. If you go to drjoy.com, I think this weekend is the last, up until this weekend, I think you get free shipping. And the deal, as far as I'm concerned, is, I mean, obviously, we're thrilled with the idea that you can make kind of fruit water, which is delicious. But if you're health conscious, it's got a filter in it that takes in the impurities out of the water, so you don't have to worry about buying bottled water. And for me, the issue about, because I drink a lot of water, I have, like, I probably drink literally a gallon of water easily a day, maybe more than that. And the problem about bottled water for me is severalfold. First of all, you have to schlep it, which means it's heavy. With my broken toes, this is not working real well. Number one. Number two, the landfill, and I recycle, but plastic bottles you can't put in the dishwasher because they break down under heat, and so they leach all sorts of chemicals you don't want in your body. So you can't really reuse them unless you just rinse them out a little bit. But, I mean, it's still something. The statistics are really alarming. 17 million barrels of oil are used in the production of bottled water each year. You're talking about your oil dependence, right? I don't even have a car, and I'm using oil because, you know, when you buy bottled water. And at the other end of it, there's the landfill issue. I mean, plastic doesn't degrade. And if you recycle it, that's one thing. But 80% of the bottles that are used, they're sold, aren't recycled, so they end up in landfill, which is a real problem. And bottled water costs like 1,000 times more than tap water. I mean, if you drink 2 liters of tap water a day, it costs 50 cents a year, right? As opposed to, like, a lot. So, I mean, if you're drinking 2 liters, that's basically at least $2 a day. So that's 365 times 2. And that's not even talking about workouts or really hot summer's days. So you're talking about what? You're talking about $730 as opposed to 50 cents. So folks, no, whatever how you look at it, ProPure makes some sense. And you can see it's really fun and gives you all sorts of flavor. And your kids maybe will start drinking it because it'll taste yummo. And you can sort of decide what your mood is and what kind of fruit you want in it, whether you want, like, basil would work in it. Mint works really well. I've done mint. I don't know about celery. I know cucumbers work really well. Very refreshing. All right. So having nothing to do at all, so go to drjoy.com. There's a banner there. You can order it this week. If you go there to drjoy.com, there's no shipping. They don't charge you for shipping. Okay. So guess the big gift for the holiday season is going to be?
Quadcopters.
Yeah, exactly. That's their real name. You're not supposed to call them drones, even though all of us do. And we're going to continue.
That's right.
All right, there we go. They're saying a million drones under people's Christmas trees. Wow, a million. So, I mean, and Trevor and I have both decided that we think that they're really kind of dangerous, and they are invasion of privacy and can be drug and weapon delivery systems, and both of us want one. So
I totally am getting one because the prices are coming down, you know.
They said they range in price from $80 to $1,260.
80 is not bad.
Yeah, but 80 are the ones that are going to crash. But, yeah, all right, so you've got
crash,
Best Buy's
mash.
Got them. Yeah, who cares, right?
Yeah, who cares?
All right, Best Buy has got them. Apple's got them. Walmart's got them. Amazon's got them. They can find value for the money, whether buying for themselves. For $500, you can get a decent little machine that will fly around for 15 or 20 minutes and take selfie videos. I can see, I can hear your brain going of how can I convince my girlfriend that we're going to go together, give each other a $500 drone for Christmas? Either that or an electric toothbrush, one or the other.
We already have an electric toothbrush. I think she would be totally on board with the drone. We could fly them together and race them together. That would be the best.
So are you each going to get one?
Yeah, we should.
That's $500 a piece.
His and hers.
Are you guys going to spend, all right. If
wow.
You, all right, so
this
much for your down payment on your apartment.
High in the sky thinking, but you know. We could dream.
Well, there you go.
Maybe between now and then we'll
win the
lottery.
You can ask Santa. Can you imagine?
Exactly.
Think about it from Santa Claus's point of view. If he, all these drones, they can find themselves. He doesn't even have to put them in the sled, right? He doesn't even have to go down the chimney. He can send them down the chimney. I mean, Santa's going to be so on board with this. I mean, so much less work for him.
Truly.
Only in the past year, a drone crash landed on the White House South Lawn. Another was found a block away from the president's home. They hampered efforts to fight wildfires in California. One nearly collided with a jetliner flying near LaGuardia.
Yeah, don't fly them too high, people. I mean,
and keep them away from airports.
Yeah, around
folks.
The airports.
Sooner or later,
sketchy.
You know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Super sketchy.
Stricter enforcement will not only punish irresponsible operators, it will also serve as a deterrent to others who may misuse the technology. That would be us. They have 150 complaints regarding encounters with drones, also called unmanned aircraft systems, or UASs, that's what we're going to call them, or unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs. I kind of like UAVs. Doesn't that sound kind of cool? Hey, you seen my UAV around here? There has grown more than 650 this year in terms of complaints. The FAA's data is inflated, supposedly, according to Model Aeronautics, and includes unrelated incidents such as UFO sightings. Well, you know there are going to be a whole lot more UFO sightings, right?
Yeah, really.
Drones can't fly over people. They're saying drones can't fly over people, must operate during the day and stay in the pilot's line of sight.
Yeah.
Right.
We're totally going to follow those guidelines.
Yeah, and like everyone else. Yeah.
The line of sight.
Consumer operators face no licensing or registration standards, though some lawmakers are calling for such rules to be enacted. Well, you know there's going to be a catastrophe, and then they'll have enforcement. Jeez. But, I mean, so we're aware of the dangers, and we think that they're really a problem, and we really want one. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.